Welcome to this podcast, which looks at the tax implications of the transfer of a going concern, with a particular emphasis to VAT, but also capital gains tax. This morning's podcast is about a transfer of a going concern, which is an important concept for tax, which has implications for entrepreneurs' relief, disincorporation relief, which started in April 2013, and of course VAT. For VAT, the implications of a transfer of a going concern has a serious commercial consequence, because X plus 20% might make the difference between what you're selling being an attractive price or not attractive, and so it's important that you get it right. The law that we're using is that in force at 31st August, and this concept of transfer of a going concern is a common area of difficulty and risk for making mistakes in tax. The law was established by a lot of cases relating to retirement relief, which can now be found and are equally applicable to the capital gains tax relief of entrepreneurs' relief. And in order to understand the concept, you've got to appreciate there's a difference between selling an asset, which might well be standard rated, and transferring a business or a part of a business, which is going to be for VAT purposes outside the scope. But it's also a requirement for the entrepreneur's relief, which gives you a 10% rate of capital gains tax on the transfer of a business or part of a business, so that you can get that reduced tax rate. The leading case in this particular area is McGregor versus Adcock, but there are four other farming cases which are all summarised in the notes which accompany this podcast. And these illustrate that if you sell assets, you don't have the necessary conditions to get the benefit of entrepreneur's relief. Whereas if you sell a part of a business and you can recognise that the business before is different from the business after the sale, and that whatever has been acquired is capable of functioning as a business or part of a business, then you get entrepreneur's relief. And equally, if those conditions are met, you would meet the conditions for VAT. VAT has an anti-avoidance provision that basically says where a business or part of a business is transferred, then it's outside the scope and the vendor doesn't charge VAT and the purchaser, of course, has no input VAT to recover. Getting it wrong has serious consequences and it's important that you get it right. My recommendation is, in practice, if in doubt, go to the National Advice Service of HMRC and ask for a ruling. That at least shows that you've taken reasonable care to get it right, because getting it wrong can have very serious repercussions. If you fail to charge the 20% VAT in the sale of assets, you're going to have a commercial problem trying to recover it after the event. So most cases, you get a good legal advice and the contract provides that any VAT that's in doubt will be held in suspense until a ruling and certainty on the treatment is obtained. And what I would say is, if significant sums are involved, always get professional advice and always get a good legal contract that provides a degree of security for the vendor and the purchaser, so that any VAT at issue as to whether or not it's a transfer of a going concern can be resolved once certainty is obtained. I hope there's been a few points of interest. There's a couple of cases mentioned in the notes that illustrate how serious it can be to get this wrong. The first case is a cargo case about a little cafe in Montrose that was selling teas and coffees and sandwiches and snacks. And the customs officer came along and said this was a transfer of a going concern, because the ladies who conducted the tea room had previously worked in a restaurant from the same premises. The customs officer actually got this hopelessly wrong. But to a little tea shop offering teas and sandwiches, adding an extra 20% to the price makes a substantial commercial difference, and certainly it makes it less attractive to customers to have to pay VAT. Where in this case it wasn't a transfer of a going concern, and therefore they could have made the same profit by charging less VAT. And they were able to deregister because they'd been wrongly advised by the Officer of Customs and Excise. The other case worth mentioning is again a situation where the company thought that they could recover input tax on the purchase of assets from the vendor, but the vendor was a connected company and was actually failing and didn't pay its VAT. So when it described as a sale of assets and charged VAT, the customs refused to repay it, saying actually it was a transfer of a going concern and the new company had taken over the business previously conducted, therefore VAT ought not to have been charged and no VAT was recoverable. As I say, it's a high-risk area And if substantial sums are involved, the best advice is get a ruling and make sure that you've got a degree of comfort on the VAT treatment. Thanks for listening.